All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with fresh women. Oh, yeah, I think this is going to be the big party or the big ball or whatever. Everything's going to get revealed, and I don't know if we'll be able to see all of it, but if it is, then we'll just go ahead and do that, and we'll be done with fresh women for a while. Like, I don't know. I know they're working on it. It's on Steam, by the way. I didn't know if you guys knew that, but I found out it is on Steam. People are still trying to say, like, being a dick is better. And right now, it is, but I still really like this game. This is my first college party. And you know what? Hold on, guys. Since I am a little stuffy, I'm not at work, but when I get here, it's always bad. It's this fucking field or debris or whatever the fuck. Just awful, right? But, let's see if I can fix this problem. Alright. This is my first college party. I can't do anything wrong today. I should go looking for Dylan. He should be here by now, and it won't be hard to find him with that dyed hair of his. Why is everyone in a bathing suit? No one said anything about that. There's no way I can get into the pool wearing this. You forgot your bathing suit, didn't you? No one said anything about bathing suits. Of course not. They never tell the freshmen, so they have to enter the pool in their underwear or nothing. There's no way I could jump in the pool with what I'm wearing. You're lucky to have a friend who knows things. Are you just gonna stand there and watch me change? She's a voyeur. What do you think? Nothing I haven't seen before. And you know I like watching. So the ball is tomorrow. Do you already know you're gonna get in? Not yet. Do you have any ideas? Okay, so brief change of plans. The ball is tomorrow. So this party is just, you know, in the middle of the big event, which is the ball. The ball will probably end the season. So once we get to that point, we're about done with fresh women. So we've probably got at least a week or so, probably before Thanksgiving we'll be done with it. I tried to get your name on the list, but it didn't work. Wow, you really did that? Yeah, I tried everything. What did she mean by I've tried everything? Hello, Susan. You'll do exactly as I say and get his name on the list. Or else I'll have to release a certain video of you. You don't scare me, and you're delusional if you think that video of me and Lily will ruin my reputation. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the video of you groping a college student. Grim, are you going to change soon, or are you going to just stand there? Are you sure, Chloe? Isn't it too short? Trust me, women love a man in swim trunks. Especially if they have a package like yours. Oh, sorry, I thought he was the... I thought there was no one here. Sure. Julia, you're here already? Grim, what's going on? Chloe was just helping me. I didn't bring a bathing suit. Oh, the two of you are together? I should get going then. We could talk another time. See you at the pool. Swimming trunks look good on you, Twinkle Toes. You think so? I feel weird leaving the bathroom wearing only this. If you go out like that, I can go out like this. Just so you feel better. I guess we're going then. We need to do something to fit in more. And I need to distract myself a little. The ball is tomorrow after all. I think your swim trunks are already doing a good job calling attention. Oh, I don't know if this is the best way to fit in. Grim, check this out. Dance, dance supreme. We need to play it. But I don't want to humiliate you at the frat party. But who said we need to compete, dummy? We can play in co-op mode. Attention, everyone. You're about to see the greatest dance, dance supreme duo ever. What is she doing? Come, Grim. Who is this girl? She's so cocky. I won't allow it. That's impossible. Nobody beats us in DDS. That's what you think. Whoever has to jump, whoever loses has to jump naked into the pool. Let me read that again. Whoever loses has to jump naked into the pool, folks. Deal. Are you ready to rock? The competition will begin. Bruce and Heather against Julia and Grimm. The couple that scores the most points in a match wins. And the couple that loses will have to jump naked into the pool in front of the whole party. But to make things a little bit more difficult, they'll have to dance tied to each other. How are we going to dance like this? Hold on to my waist. Have you done this before? Nope. But we just have to use our hands. Wow. Someone got really excited. You too. It's a good score for a first timer. But if they played like this before, we're definitely gonna lose. Now it's your turn. Let's help each other hide our excitement. I can still feel you, Grimm. Sorry. Damn, this is gonna be hard. I thought they were gonna fall. My foot, Bruce! Sorry, baby. Ouch, Heather. No! We won! Look at what you did. Sorry. You're gonna make me look ridiculous. A bet is a bet. Undress, you two. This is all because of you. It's not my fault you stepped on my toes. Wait, Julia, hold on. Why? Grimm? Nobody can see me like this. Don't worry. It's better that no one sees it anyway. So to celebrate, we're going to jump into the pool. What was that for, Julia? You needed to cool off a little. What about you? Are you coming or what? No, thank you. Chlorine is bad for my hair. Hey, Grimm, I was looking for you. Hey, Dylan. Pool is for losers, man. Get out. Whispers, what are you wearing, dude? Ask Chloe. She's the one who gave me them. I have a pair of shorts in the car. I'll go get them. And we'll play beer pong. I want to challenge you. Wait for me. Would you please take a moment to review the game? Reviews are the only way that people know my game is of high quality. Also, I read the reviews to find out what to fix in future patches. Do you want to review the game? Yeah, I want to review the game, but not right now. Now you don't look like a lost freshman anymore. Come on, beer pong must have already started, and I'm ready to kick your ass. We'll see about that. But hold on, who are our duos going to be? What? Yeah, don't you play with a duo? Excuse me, don't you play that with a duo? I saw Chloe, so she can play with me. Now it's up to you to choose. How about Julia? Julia? I left her alone in the pool. Hey, where are you? I need a pro beer pong partner. I'm by the pool. Wanna play with me? Are you trying to get me drunk, Twinkle Toes? I'm only 19. True, better not. Julia's out. I'll tell Chloe to bring a friend then. Originally I heard she was 16, but they had to change the age. Makes sense. The beer pong challenge is about to begin. We need a referee. I'll be the referee. Sue, what are you doing here? Yeah, seriously, what are you doing at a fucking frat party? Or a college party? I'm not talking to you, fuckface. Sue, are you still mad at me? Can't we get over this? I think I'm stuck at this university with you now. So let's see. Who knows? Maybe things will get better if you win. Glad you're staying here. We'll end up seeing each other more. Believe me, I hope not. In fact, if you see me in the hallways, you better pretend you don't even know me. Last thing I need is someone following me around. Get over yourself. So why are you here now? It's a party. Everyone's here, including your stupid duos. We're here. Hey, Grimm. Alyssa, what are you doing at a college party? I can't believe the three of us are finally able to do something together. The match will begin. I'll pour some beer. What the fuck? They're all here at the same time? Dude, what's going on? Did you see a ghost? How do they all know each other? I don't know, it's a party, man. The whole city is here. Relax, it's not like you fucked all of them. So, did you fuck all of them? Keep your voice down, Dylan. Dude, teach me your secrets. Are you gonna play or are you gonna gossip all night? Partners then? Let's show it to them. Let the game begin. What's going on, Dylan? Are you okay? Grim thinks he's the king. Let's kick his ass. You're talking to the right person. Beer pong is all about math. No one beats me at that. You know, as smart as she is, I'm surprised she hasn't figured out that he's faking being a Russian. I think she has, she just hasn't said anything. I thought you didn't drink. Just a little, because it's a party. Oh no! Don't worry, we'll bounce right back. That's what they say, right? Bad luck in the game, good luck in love. I think it's the opposite. Which side are you on? On the winning side. Uh-oh. Well, and I thought you didn't know how to play, Dylan. You're good at faking stuff. But I'm not the only one faking it here at this table. Dude, what are you talking about? I didn't know you were Mr. Popular. From the looks of it, it looks like you never needed my help to fit in. Dylan, that way they'll catch up with us. What happened between the two of you? Nothing. Chloe. What's going on between you and Dylan? I don't know. Let's just focus on the game. We're losing. How are things between you and Grim? Look at what you've made me do, Dylan. Oh, is this my fault? It's a tie. Dylan needs to miss this one. I won't miss. I can't. Calm down, Dylan. You can do this. Shit, now we're going to lose. But Grim can still miss as well. I should let Dylan win this one. He would be happy with the popularity. But actually, I would also like to win. We won. Very good, Grim. Oh no! Please, don't miss. Just let me concentrate. The winners are Dylan and Chloe. What's the punishment for the losers? Body shots for the two. Body shots for the two! Is that okay? Is there another punishment? Punishment is punishment! Dylan, leave her alone. Sorry guys, I think I should go. If she doesn't want to, Grim has to drink both shots. Hold on, something's up here. I don't like the way he's acting. I'm gonna try to win. We won! Very good, Grim. The winners are Grim and Alyssa. What is the punishment for the losers? I'm gonna pick something for you. They'll have to kiss. Or else they each take two shots. What do you want to do, Chloe? Sorry, Dylan. Dylan, hold on, man. What's going on? You could have taken it easy on me. Could have been a real bro. But I am your bro. I helped you with Chloe when you asked me to. And I'm still waiting for your help. What help? I joined the book club. I mean help with girls in general. Then pick one. Do it now. Here at the party. Pick a girl and I'll be your wingman. I won't pick anyone. Do you think it's all about having sex? I don't understand why you're so angry. Of course not, because you only think about yourself. Damn it, Dylan. Can't you just stop and tell me what I did? I asked for your help to fit in with the girls, but you keep acting all by yourself. I met you at the cafe, and you got me out of there right away. You're drunk, Dylan, and you started talking about the bear. Maybe I wanted to tell your friend a cool story. By the way, how do you know all those girls? I was supposed to be your wingman. And you even agreed with the professor when she said those things about me. She didn't tell any lies. Is that what you think? And it's not like I planned all of this. Things were happening. Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about. Man, I was meeting the girls. I wasn't going to think about you. That would be weird to say the least. I had to make a huge effort to win all three challenges and save you from prison. Doesn't that count? Yeah, that's true. I don't get what you want. I already told you. What do you want, then? Get a girl and lock you two. What do you want? That I get a girl and lock you two naked in a room? That wouldn't be such a bad idea. The thing is, you don't even try. Now, I know, you know, a lot of guys are going their own way, you know, like me, but I'm almost 40. And I don't know if this really appeals, because some guys are like, nah, fuck it. But if you do actually want to get with a girl and you're young, and she's young, it's a good idea. You know, I really think people, I still believe this to this day, that dating is best when you're young. When you're a young person, you should date. I'm not saying get married or anything else, but you should date, kind of talk to people, get to know people, and have fun. You know, be sociable, stuff like that. Go to parties. It's a good thing. I went to all kinds of parties. I had a lot of fun. But if you don't want to do that, I mean, that's cool too. I mean, it's your life and your decision. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like you're not trying. If you're not trying to talk to any girls, they don't fucking bite, especially when you're both young and everything. And dude looks kind of average. I mean, they're not going to really, I mean, I don't know, in the age of Instagram and all this other shit, it might be different. But back in my day, you just go up to a girl and you'd be like, hey, you're pretty attractive. And either she'd be disgusted or she'd be interested. So yeah, it is what it is. Some girls are like, nope. Some girls are like, hey. It just depends. Like, yeah, you're not so bad. Some girls will fucking take your arm and be like, okay, we're girlfriend and boyfriend now. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, they'll just be like, oh, that's what you want to do, huh? Oh, yeah. Women know what they want. Believe me. Well, I mean, when it comes to the guy they want, they know what they want. They don't know what they want in a partner, but they know what they want in a man as far as attractiveness and all that. Like, they're gonna be like, oh, he's cute. I hope he, you know, sometimes they're really shy. They don't want to just come right out and say something. And sometimes they're just waiting for you to go up there and say, hey, how you doing? You know, I think you're pretty cute. I think you're attractive. You know, you don't have to go crazy and do all these stupid pickup lines. But you want to hang out sometime, you know, shit like that. You want to go somewhere, go, you know. We're not talking about the older dating. I hate older dating. Like, that's why I'm all about dating when you're young. Because when you get older dating, you're like coffee shops, all these other places, and people get set in their ways and things change. It's so much different trying to date old than when you're young. That's why I just don't recommend it. What? You're running around behind a stupid mask of a foreign accent to make yourself look cooler. My accent isn't stupid. I've never even seen you approaching a girl. I talk to girls. You and Chloe have been friends for a long time. I bet she would have given you a chance. Yeah, she would have. I don't want your leftovers, Grim. Dude, you're gonna fucking act like that? You know what? Never mind. What the hell was that? What the fuck is wrong with dude? Dude needs to chill the fuck out. But maybe he's right. I could have helped him a little more. I hope that tomorrow he's calmer. Then we could talk. I should look for Julia. I should have left her alone. I shouldn't have left her alone. We'll get that right. Where could she be? I hope she isn't mad at me too. Where are you? On the balcony. Balcony? The view here is incredible. Come and see. Hey, I finally found you. Grim, just look at this view. Wow, not bad. This must be Bruce's bedroom balcony. How did you end up here? Oh, the door was open, so I just welcomed myself in. If I wasn't supposed to come in, they would have locked it, right? I think so. Did you give up on the tight trunks? I liked them. Dylan lent me a different outfit. That's why it's easier to disguise if you get turned on because of a certain competition. I think that's enough competition for today. Yup, losing all the time must be really tiring. No, that's not it. I think Dylan was pissed at me. He asked me to help him make friends, and I didn't take it too seriously. I was worried about my own problems. I don't think you should blame yourself too much. Dylan is a bit of a goof, really. And you're a nice guy, Grim. You think so? Yep, only a cool guy would own a Super System 64. In fact, I have good memories of that day. If you want, we can continue where we left off. Hey, get a room! You think a lot of people saw us? Don't think so. There weren't that many people down there. But is there a problem if someone sees us together? No, of course not. I just don't want to draw attention. We can go inside. What if someone enters the room? The key is in the door. I checked. Shall we? We shall. Are you sure you're ready? Yep, been waiting for this moment for a long time. And besides, I trust you. Let's just make sure no one interrupts us this time. Good idea. So, come here. No need to be nervous. I promise you, you'll have a special night. I know I will. And since we wanted to continue where we left off. Grim, you're beautiful. You don't need to be shy. Over here. Here? I better get her turned on first. And I know one thing she likes. Grim, do you like it? Yes. Keep going. Ah, do you want me to continue? Yes. I'll go all the way down. Wait, did I do something wrong? No, it's just, I want you to take off your shorts before I take off my panties. Oh, of course. I should have thought of that sooner. So? It's so big. I hadn't seen it yet. What do you want me to do? I want to do this. How does it feel? It's really good. It's so big. I don't know if it'll fit. Fit. Yeah, you know. It's okay. We'll take it easy. That's good to know. So, just relax and leave it all to me. No. I prefer to stay on top. I don't see any problem with that. This way I'll have more control. And feel better. Ah. It's so good. Don't you want to take off your panties? Are you in a hurry, Twinkle Toes? But you're right. I said I would. Done. I'm feeling you. Me too. You're so wet. I can't believe we finally made it this far. This feeling is so good. Do you like it? Feels amazing, Julia. I feel like I'm almost ready. Take as much time as you need. But I don't want you inside me just yet. Oh, you don't? There are more things I want to do. I like the sound of that. Do what you gotta do. Am I doing this right? Oh yeah, definitely. That's great. I dreamed of this moment. Me too. So, did I manage to live up to your dreams? It's even better. Julia, am I doing it right? Yeah, maybe less teeth. Sorry, I'm still kind of new to this. And I always wanted to know what it tasted like. You're doing a great job. Please don't stop. Grim! What is it? I don't know what else to do. Don't worry. As I said before, leave it to me. I'm a little nervous. Here's what we can do. I'll lead it. We use the code. You say it's... Okay, you say green if it's good. And you say red if it wants... Oh, I like this idea. This is really good. You say green if it's good. And if you say red, it means you want me to stop. I like that. It's like traffic lights. Perfect. Let's start with this. Grim, What? Nothing. Green. Go, go. Understood. I hope I don't run in any red lights. Everything is great so far. You are encouraging me to go further. Yes, green, green! I feel like I'm ready. So let's start like this. You haven't put it in yet. Relax, I'm playing with you a bit more. But I want it so badly. Then give me a color. Green. I'm gonna start real slow. I'm ready. I'll start with just the tip. Wait, yellow. Yellow, what does that mean? It's like the traffic lights, remember? Do you want me to pull out? No, just leave it like that for a while. Gotcha. Tell me when you get used to it. It's so big, but I'll manage. Just hold on a little longer. Take as much time as you need. Now, green! Ah, still green? Green, green! Holy shit, I can't believe it's all inside me. It's still only half. You are so tight. It's so big. So good. I'm so happy. Can I go further? There's more? Just give me a color. Green, green, green! It's like, give me all the green! Oh! I think I want to be on top now. Is everything okay? Yeah, I just think it'll be safer. It'll be easier that way. You can trust me. Are you sure? Yup. Oh. What was it? Nothing. That felt really good. Keep going. Color? Oh, looks like the tables have turned. Green! So I'm the one in control. How do you feel about it? So good. That's good. I can give you some control. Or we can play co-op. I really like that idea. Grim. Yes. I want to be able to go all the way. Are you sure? Yeah. Are you okay? Yellow. But yes. I'm fine. Oh my god. Yeah. Are you sure we can continue? Purple. What was that? Pink, white, blue. Grab my tits, Grim. Is that what the colors mean? None of that matters anymore. You're on fire right now. Oh my god, this is so fucking great. Do you mean that? Is it good? Or is it that good, rather? It's so good, I think I'm gonna come anytime. Really? I'm gonna make you come. This feels so good, I think I will too.
Might as well, you know.
Ah! Yeah, you get it. We're not gonna... Y'all know what an orgasm sounds like. Come on. Oh, okay. So good. Wait. You still haven't come yet. You want to come on me, don't you? Of course I do. I know that in some videos, the guy likes to come in the girl's face. Or breasts. Or elsewhere. Do you want to do that with me, Grim? Or do you want to come on me?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I want to come on your face, Julia. I expected you to say that. Is it okay if I give you a little help first? Trust me, I won't need much. I'm almost there. Great. So I'll stick my tongue out to taste it. Let me know when you're ready. Ah! My god! Ah! So warm! So warm! You didn't warn me! Sorry. Relax, it tasted good. That was so good. It was amazing. It didn't even feel like it was her first time. Oh no! I need to go. What is it? I didn't know it was so late. My mother would get home soon and see that I left. Doesn't she know you're here? Of course not. Sorry, I have to go. But you know what? Screw her. I want to stay a few more minutes here with you. Are you sure? I'm already late. I'll be in trouble anyway. I like the idea of us staying like this a little longer. It's a good sign. You must have enjoyed it. I loved it. We should do it again soon. Definitely. Well, that's nice. Okay, now it's just awkward. Huh? I fell asleep. Where's Julia? She must be gone by now, and didn't want to wake me up. Today was a good day. I need to celebrate. But everyone I know is probably gone by now. I should just get down there, drink more, and meet other people. After all, this is a college party. Ugh. What the fuck? My head hurts. Wait, am I still at the party? Where's everybody? Ugh. I'm just such a mess. I can't even remember when I put my clothes back on. I have to clean up and start getting ready to go to the ball. My phone's dead, but there must be plenty of time to figure it out. Oh, there's someone here. Bruce, right? The guy from Dance Dance Supreme. What are you doing here? Did you forget something yesterday? No, I just woke up now and I'm looking for a place to charge my phone. Did you just wake up? Well, I think I blacked out. Are you kidding? Everyone left hours ago, but you can charge your phone here if you want. Thanks, Bruce. I wasn't even supposed to sleep here. I should check my text. Better see if I didn't worry anyone. 97 unread messages? God damn, it's already past 3 p.m. Hey, talk down there. But holy shit, huh? 97 messages. Jealous girlfriend? No, most of the random texts are from Dylan. There are also texts from my dance group. I have to find them before the ball. You really are serious about dancing. And there are some people wanting to know where I am. Maybe Dylan is right. I have people that care about me. Honestly, man, yesterday I saw you with a bunch of people having fun and enjoying the party. It's been a while since I've seen a freshman so well-rounded. But you seem a little worried. What's going on? I have to go to a ball tonight. Something very important. What am I doing talking to a stranger about that? Never mind. No, wait. What's the deal with that? It's very hard getting there, and I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know anything about balls except mine. What now? But I can tell you the following. This seems important to you. And if it's important to you, it's like my balls to me. They're very important. I once found a smudge on them and went crazy not knowing what to do. What? The doctor I usually go to had no room for me that day, but I had to go there one way or the other, so that's what I did. I walked through the front door, demanded that he saw me. But isn't that kind of wrong? You took someone's spot. Dude, that's what I'm talking about. It wasn't wrong because he did see me and he saw everyone else afterwards. What I'm trying to say is that there's always a way, even if you have to kick the front door open and roar in like a lion. Yesterday I met your determination. Today I met your soul. There isn't a thing you can't do, man. Wow, that was kind of inspiring at the end. Thank you, Bruce. And what was wrong with your balls after all? Oh, it was nothing. It was just a smudge after all. Now go kick some ass, Tiger. Thanks, Bruce. I should at least change before going to the ball. Alyssa has my dance uniform ready, I think. Let's see if Emily has any more surprises for me. A place to stay and take a shower and... a place to stay and to take shower in addition to clean clothes. If she weren't completely crazy, Emily would make a good wife. What the fuck am I thinking? I must be freaking out by just being here. I'll get out of here as soon as possible. Time to go. The plan is to infiltrate the ball with Alyssa's dance crew. From the stage, I'll be able to see everyone there, maybe even someone I recognize. I better call Alyssa. Hey, Grim, where are you? I'm on my way. Thank God. We're waiting for you. You need to change into your clothes before getting there. Meet me at the dance studio. I'm on my way. So I'm here, and I'm looking at the uniform. Is this what I'll wear? I think it would look great in one of these. Seriously? Nope. Haha, you should have seen your face. You'll wear this. It looks much better. So, are you ready? Yes. Nervous? No. Hey, yes. Come on. So, I agreed to help you, but I have my own reasons for being at the ball. I know, we'll dance and then you're free. Let me know if I can help you with anything. You're already helped a lot. So that's it. The ball. Let's go. Alright, the show is about to begin, and this is where the game is probably going to end off for this season. So, the next episode of Fresh Women will probably be the last for a while. Just like with being a dick. When new episodes come out, I will have them. Just give me time. And, until then, we'll have something else for you. There's always other games on the horizon, other things I'm playing. I mean, these games, they'll never run out. There's so many of them. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Fresh Women.